Hare Krishna. Thank you for being with us this morning as we read from Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 4, Chapter 25th, text number 15. Nila Sphatika Vaidurya Mukta Marakata Arunaihi Draptas Harmyasthalim Diptam Sriya Bhogavatim Hiva. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki. The flowers of the house in that city were made of sapphire, crystal, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, and rubies. Because of the luster of the houses in the capital, the city was compared to the celestial town named Bhogavati. Purport. In the city of the body, the heart is considered to be the capital. Just as the capital of a state is specially gorgeously filled with various high buildings and lustrous palaces, the heart of the body is filled with various desires and plans for material enjoyment. Such plans are sometimes compared to valuable jewels, such as sapphires, rubies, pearls, and emeralds. The heart becomes the center for all planning for material enjoyment. End of the purport. Nila Sphatika Vaidurya Mukta Marakata Arunaihi Dripta Harmyasthalim Diptam Sriya Bhogavatim Iva. The flowers of the houses in that city were made of sapphire, crystal, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, and rubies. Because of the luster of the houses in the capital, the city was compared to the celestial town named Bhogavati. This is Vrindavan. I was expecting some pastime that we talk about. Anyway, we always have freedom at some point. The characteristics of King Puranjan is the theme, Puranjan. So we have been reading through, hearing this Nityam Bhagavata Seva as part of the sadhana given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Hearing Narad Muni speaking, and he's talking to King Prachina Barhishat, and while talking to that king, he's narrating, there is a narration about another king. He started his narration saying, Asit Puranjano Nama Raja. There was a king called Puranjan, and he had a friend, is also mentioned. Avigyata Sakha Asit. Raja Asit, Avigyata Sakha Cha Asit. They were both there. There was a king called Puranjan, and his friend called Avigyata Sakha. Or this king did not know that he also had a friend. And abhijyata cheshtitaha, neither he knew what were the activities of his unknown friend, because he was just a puranjan. Pura meaning city, Nagpur and Jagannathpur or Puri. Pura or Puri means we have that's Nagri, Ita Nagri, that's another. Nagra also means. So Puranjan. Jan means person. Person residing in Pur, or person residing in the city. And that is a living entity that resides in all the cities, which are bodies. So hence, Narada Muni is talking, in fact, of all of us, all everybody. Well, you are devotees, so maybe you are not Puranjans. But everybody is a Puranjan, because everybody is residing in the Puri. Navadvara Pure Gehe. This is Lord Sri Krishna's words from Bhagavad Gita. Navadvara Pure Gehe. The living entity is residing in the Pur or Puri, Navadvara Pure, which has 9 gates. So living entity that resides in the body, and that is his town, that is his city. Well, that city itself could be a capital, or that city has that is the heart of the town. They say that is the heart of the town, downtown or city center. So if this body is a city, then center of this city is what? Heart. And about that heart, we are hearing about that heart. The city of the body, the heart is considered to be the capital. In the city of the body, Prabhupada writes, the heart is considered to be the capital. And the capitals are normally very, very opulent. Krishna Balaram ki. Especially capital, Rest of the country may be underdeveloped, but every country makes sure, as we go around the world, we see the capital city. That country invests all the wealth, make a showpiece when others come, that they will be impressed with their country. They may not see the countryside, they just would end up seeing the city, so they make sure that capital city is lustrous, dazzling, shining, and glittering, and slick, and so likewise, the city, the heart here, compared to the valuables, neela, sapphires, crystals and diamonds and pearls and emeralds and rubies. And the whole heart is bedecked with all these valuable gems. And all those valuable gems and rubies are considered his different items for enjoyment. His plans for his enjoyment. Har klap hermyasthalim dipta. So the floors of the palaces are lustrous, and the sriya, the opulence of his city, could only be compared with Bhogavati. Bhogavatim eva. Bhogavati is yet another very, very opulent township. You find that in lower planetary system. That is a capital. That is also capital. There's a capital of the Nagas. Nagas have Nagalok, because it is in lower planetary system. There's a description that the sun rays do not reach in that region. But no problem. There are Nagas with the diamonds and rubies on their hoods. And they're all shining and dazzling. So there's a light all over. And that capital is very, very opulent. This is Bhogavati. In Bhagavatam, this Bhogavati is compared, when they describe the Indraprastha, that was like a Bhogavati. Or that Dwaraka, that was like a Bhogavati. Capital of the Nagas. So now our heart, which is capital, compared here with the capital of the body, and that is compared with the Bhogavati also. Such plans, Srila Prabhupada writes, the heart of the body is filled with the various desires and plans for material enjoyment. Such plans are sometimes compared to the valuable jewels as sapphires on that. The heart becomes the center of all planning for material enjoyment. So heart is important, isn't it? In the whole body, we give a lot of importance to the heart. Oh, that's heart. That's within the core of my heart. This is so dear to my heart. Or sometimes devotees will say, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. They do not say, I lost my leg in Vrindavan. I lost my fingers, I lost some hair, or I lost my head. Well, they won't even go back then if they... I lost my heart. So dear to my heart. So nothing seems to be as important in the body as what? As a heart. If everything stops, some other items or parts of the body stop, we could carry on. But if the heart stops, everything stops. And of course, for spiritually speaking, the heart is the seat. That's where we reside. Where do we stay? Us as the souls. We stay in the heart. As a base of the soul. Soul is based in the body. Based in the heart. There's a soul, and next to the soul is super soul also. And that is avijñāta sakha. The super soul is the avijñāta sakha, not known to the living entity, although he's the closest neighbor. And the best friend also, sakha. But soul does not know that his friend is just around the corner, not even. He's just there. So forgetting that sakha, suridam sarva bhutanam, he gets into the spirit of enjoyment. And then he is bound to this world. Well, he is bound to this body. And then the body becomes part of the of the world, he's bound to the world. How is he bound? For binding you need some, how do you bind something? With the ropes. Very good. So there are ropes, we are bound with the ropes, and those ropes are called Hridaya Granthi. Hridaya, again, we want to use this, carry on with this theme, heart and the capital. The Hridaya, and Hridaya, in Hridaya there are Hridaya Granthis, there are bonds, there are knots, ropes, the ropes are binding. Well, two things are bound here. This knot is binding a body with a soul, or matter with a spirit, and in the conditioned state, he cannot figure it out which is which, what is what, who is who. Yashyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. Yashyatma buddhi. Because he is bound, he cannot figure it out. Yashyatma buddhi, he thinks body is myself. He forgets the soul and forgets the super soul. Of course, he has already forgotten and doesn't even know who he is, and is completely bound because of his Hridaya Granthis. Hridaya Granthis also have there are some Samshaya Granthis, another name given to this Granthi, these bondages, these knots are called Samshaya Granthis, doubting, doubtfulness. The conditioned soul is always doubting. As a result, what happens? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita again, Samshayatma Vinashyati. One who doubts is doomed. Vinash, destroyed. So Hridaya Granthis have some Samshaya Granthis. There's always doubts and always questions and no faith and no Shraddha, and there's always doubting. Hridaya Granthi, Samshaya Granthi, there are Karma Granthis. As a result, from karma, karmas are binding, Karma Granthis are there. Karmas are binding. Soul is bound up. Soul is bewildered because of samshayas. And all this is because of the spirit of enjoyment. He wants to enjoy. He wants to enjoy. Srila Prabhupada, in one of these purport, says, the soul in the body, this Puranjan is like a king. He is free to do anything and everything, to enjoy. Let's enjoy. I want to enjoy. He's free, so he's also, that's the reason, or another reason why it's called king. He is king of the body. This is all given to use. All yours and material nature gives. Okay, here it is. Take it. It's for you. And once he has it, then he's a king of the body. And he is what? The lord of all, what they say, proper rights? He surveys. All that he surveys. All his plans. He is a master. He makes a master plan. And, oh, I have conquered that enemy and I will conquer him also. Oh, I have acquired this much wealth today, and tomorrow I have this strategy to make more money. And once I have money, what do? दिवाचार्थे हया राजन कुटुंब भरनेन वा. As soon as sun rises in the east during daytime, divacha artha. Where is money? Divacha arthe haya rajan. And then money for what? Kutumba bharane nava. For maintenance, enjoyment of the family. In his kingdom now he is not alone, but he has some soldiers, in the words of Shukadev Goswami, deha apatya kalatra yeshu asat saineshu asat swapi. He has some little army around him. He had a body, then deha apatya, children, and kalatra, wife, adishu, and so. That capital has some citizens, And beginning with, of course, in the words of Vrishabhdev, says what happened, the Pamsaha Sriya Mithuni Bhavam Etam. This is where the crux of the matter is this. Pumsaha of the humans or male, then Striyaha, the woman, Mithuni Bhav, Maithun, the sex in the center, and that Bhav, not Madhurya Bhav or Sakhya Bhav, Dasya Bhav, there are so many kinds of bhavas are here in Vrindavan. Is full of bhav. Vrindavan is full of mellows and rasas. Because of Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Ki? Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Reservoir of all pleasures. And he's different rasas. Madhurya ras. That's the topmost ras. And Vatsalya Ras in Vrindavan, Sakhya Ras, so many Sakhas, and hardly any friends. No, Dasya Ras is not in Vrindavan. Very little of that. Some of his friends may be carrying, I carry your lunch packet. So he's a friend, but he's carrying lunch packet. So he's predominantly friend, but he also plays a role of being a servant. In Vrindavan, Madhurya Ras, that's the number one dominating Parakiya Bhave Yaha Prachar, Brajera Prachar, this is Vatsalya. And there is Sakhya, lots of Sakhya Bhav. So this world is a reflection, not Vrindavan. I forgot that I was in Vrindavan. This world is different. I was just now in Delhi, so I'm thinking, this world is that Delhi world, or the rest of the world is reflection of this world. So this bhav here, reflection of that bhav, is in the material world. The topmost bhav, topmost ras in Vrindavan is Madhurya ras, Shringar ras, conjugal loving dealings of Radha and Krishna, Gopi and Krishna. So what is the topmost in the spiritual sky appears in the material world as the lowest thing. Well, Shastra Chakshusha point of view, or Krishna, or a devotee, Vaishnava point of view, that is the lowest, of course. For the materialist, that is the topmost. The topmost pleasure is this is Mithuni Bhav. Pumsa Striya Mithuni bhavamitam, maithun bhav. So etayor, mitho, rudaya granthi mahu. So when man and woman, they get together, what happens? By their contact, their interactions, the hridaya granthis, they come into existence. The knot after knot after knot after knot, they are bound. Otherwise, well, the farmers in the villages, they get the animals to go around. In the middle they have a stick or a pole. And there's a rope and some cows or bulls are tied. And they keep going round and round for unhusking. What do they call unhusking or you know, you can imagine. Because some of you, I have experience in my village. So all day, almost all day, the animals are going round and round and round. Or they're walking, they're going, but they're not going away. They're bound to that pole. Although they are all day, they're walking and walking and walking. But they don't go away. They just go around that, the pole in the middle. And as they walk, unhusking, there's another term I'm not remembering. So like that, the person bound to this striya, pamsaha, mithuni bhavamitam, the house is in the center. And who is in the center of the house? The woman is in the center of the center. And then Rishabhdev says, Griha is a griha, the house. The kshetra, griha is a kshetra, or maybe there's some more land, property. Griha kshetra, then suta, the sons, children, apta, bigger circles, relatives, vittai, the wealth, bank balances, atha, mohoyam, and this creates whole big illusion there. These are the items for enjoyment, starting with griha, kshetra, woman, wife, children, and you need vitta, you need wealth, money. So they gather all this and they try to enjoy. And every time they try to enjoy, what happens? They're bound and they're more hridaya granthis. Every endeavor they make, they think, I will get out of this, get out of that. Another attempt they make, they get more entangled. And the knots are become tighter and tighter. This reminded me of again going back to the village scene or the countryside. They have grape gardens and the foxes always come. They like the grapes. So smart farmers, what they do, they with the atta, when it is made wet before chapati, you make chapati, dough. I never go into the kitchen. I don't know this. I only eat chapatis. I don't know what happens before that. So dough. So they take a big pot, and the pot is filled with the dough, which is sticky, as you know. And that whole thing is kept at the entrance of the grape garden, from where the foxes go in and out. And you know, they spoil all the garden, they eat something, they spoil lots of grapes. So to protect the garden, the farmer does this, puts his, the dough in a pot. So as the fox is going trying to go in. One of his hind leg gets stuck into the dough, The fox thinks, oh, no problem. Only one hind leg is in the dough. What I'm going to do now is the another hind leg, which is free, I'm going to push little bit, just little bit, and get this hind leg out. And as he makes his attempt, the other leg also gets stuck. Then, oh, no problem, my four legs are free. I had just used one leg, now I'm going to use both the front legs. And I'll push a little bit and get these both legs, hind legs out, and I will be free and in the garden enjoying the grapes very soon. As he tries to push his the front four limbs into the dough, sticky dough, immediately stuck. He couldn't get the hind legs out. All his four legs are out, into the dough, he's stuck. But he thinks there's always a ray of hope. He says, no problem, my whole mouth is all free. My head is free. I'm going to push a little bit with the head and get all the four legs out. And I will be in the garden. As he makes this attempt, his whole head is stuck, his all four legs are stuck. He begins making the noises. The farmer comes to know. He comes with a stick and beats him to death or half killed. And okay, go. So this is something like this happens as one tries to make attempts. Oh, I'm in trouble, but I have this plan, I have this scheme, I'll get out of this. But as he makes attempt, that fails, and his hridaya granthis are, he's bound more with the samshaya granthis, and then the karma granthis, more and more karma is created, and he's bound more and more. So, of course, the advice is that bhidyate hridaya granthis. In the very beginning, Sweta Goswami's advice is bhidyate hridaya granthis. All the hridaya granthis, all the bondages, the knots should be pierced. Cut. Bhidyate hridaya granthis, chindyante sarva samshayaha. All the knots of the doubtfulness, doubting bonds caused by the doubts, chindyante, cut that into pieces. So bhidyate hridaya granthis, chindyante sarva samshayaha, kshiyante chasya karmani. And you eradicate all the karmas. They're sticking, they're binding, they're sticking to the consciousness. There are bijas and this and that, and different phases, stages, kuta and prarabdha. So eradication. Chasya karmani. Kshiyanti. Kshiya. Kshay. Kshay means, kshay is also one disease called tuberculosis. TB. TB. It's called kshay. TB. Tuberculosis. Person who is healthy, gradually he diminishes in his size. Then you know he has a kshay rog. Kshay rog. and finally only bones and the skin. Kshaya means like a diminishing like that. Smaller and smaller and smaller. So there's a big heap of the karmas. Kshiyanti means minimizing, diminishing, diminishing, diminishing. Diksha, that is also the explanation of the Diksha. Kshaya, the spiritual master gives dadati jnanam, he gives jnana, and that jnana does the kshaya of the karmas are exhausted, karmas are eradicated by the knowledge delivered by the spiritual master. Jnana agni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha, Lord said in Bhagavad Gita. Jnana agni, jnana, the knowledge has a fiery thing. So what does that do? Jnana agni, the fire of the knowledge, bhasmasat kurute tatha, sarva karmani, all the karmas are destroyed, burned to the ashes. That's the power of the knowledge. Or it said, you take a sword of knowledge, armed with the yoga, armed with the knowledge, then you cut sarva samshayaha, all the doubts, the bonds, those bonds you cut. Karma granthi, you cut. Those who are knowledgeable, they use the knowledge to cut these granthis, cut these bonds, different kinds of bonds that we talked about. Hridaya granthi, samshaya granthi, karma granthis are cut, burnt, kshaya, exhausted, eradicated. As finally he comes to know, well, after many trials and errors of trying to enjoy, Kathopanishad explains, there's a tree, on the tree there are two birds, one is Atma, the other one Paramatma. An Atma, the conditioned, illusioned soul, is trying to enjoy. He has so many plans. Sometimes he enjoys some good karma or punya karma. He goes to heaven, enjoys, and then there's a suffering. He goes between these two states, two seasons. Sukha-dukha season. Sukh season, dukh season. Agama apayino nityas tansatiksha. Of course, Lord's advice is you try to tolerate. So, but he goes through happiness sometime, distress sometime. But the other bird is Sakshi. Sakshi cha anumanta cha. He's anumanta. He's only witness. He doesn't indulge in enjoying this world. So he's from time to time. That bird is always happy or fixed. There's no ups and downs for him. Who is he? What is he? Could I also attain such a state? Could I get out of this dvandva mohena bharata icchā dvesha samutthena? Icchā, desires, and dvesha, hatred, and this illusion, and the dvandva of this world. Could I transcend? Could I also some thoughts like this? And anyway, then he turns to him, begins to listen to the Lord in the heart, in the same heart, the Lord sitting, his avijñāta sakha, mattaḥ smṛtir jñānam apohanam ca. He was provided with lots of forgetfulness, and then as he begins gradually coming to the senses, the conditioned soul paying attention to Super Soul, then he begins getting the knowledge and remembrance. And then he comes in contact with Vaishnavas, then he gets his bhakti. Bhakti comes from bhaktas give him bhakti, finally. And then he gets a mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that mantra, listen to this. Not that you are not listening, but this must be something important. So, attention, sadhan. That the mantra acts like a bow. The bow and arrow. Mantra acts like a bow. And then soul is the arrow. The soul is the arrow. The bow and arrow. The bow is the mantra. Soul is arrow and arrow. Next thing that you shoot. And what's the target? Supreme Personality of Godhead, His lotus feet, His devotional service is the destination target of that arrow. So, the piercing, Hriday Granthis are all cut to pieces. When mantra is used, then the soul gets the boost. Something is pushing him out of the situation that he's stuck into. So when mantra gives big boost to him, then that arrow, the soul, ends up at the lotus feet of the Lord, Sri Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. And he's out. He's enjoying spirit. Finished. Has come to an end. He's not bound anymore. He's out of his own kingdom. He's not a king anymore, as he was thinking. I am Puranjan, I am all in all, I am this, I am the enjoyer, I am this, all that. He's free from, he's now at the feet of the Lord, and he's in another kingdom where Krishna is the king. Well, Krishna is king in Dwarka. Where Radharani is a queen. Someone said this is, Vrindavan is not kingdom. Vrindavan is not kingdom. Vrindavan is queendom. Kingdom, Dwarka is a kingdom of Dwarkadish, but Vrindavan is queendom. And this is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. And then the soul is properly situated. And that's the goal. That's the perfection of life, and that world is that capital of Krishna or Radharani, has original spiritual sapphires and chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vraksha lakshavrateshu surabhir abhi palayantam lakshmi sahasra Shatasambhrama sevyamanam. All this wealth, all these sapphires, Patik, Vaidurya, Mukta and Markat, Arunaihi. But Vrindavan is land of Lakshmis. Not just one Lakshmi. In Vaikuntha only one Lakshmi. Narayan has only one Lakshmi. But Vrindavan has Sahasrashata Sambhrama Sevyamanam. So many Lakshmis. So much, how much wealth. Very, very rich land is Vrindavan. Even the steps of the kundas, the ghats, there's no stone, there's no cement, no dirt, all jewels. Even for construction, even for construction they use such a material. Then what to speak of? The palaces are, well, there's so much wealth in this land of Sri Krishna and Balaram. And so there is no loss. There is no loss. As we heard, you give up your family, well, you lost few brothers, sisters, so-called loss, but you get so many more brothers and sisters. What is the loss? Maybe you left one mother behind, you get so many mothers. You left some wealth behind. What's the loss? Krishna is your father. That becomes your father's property. Lot of people, is that your father's property? Is that your father's property? What do you think? This is your father's property. We could say, yes, yes, my father's property. Who is my father? If Krishna is my father, then all property is my property also, my father's property. But I want to be a good son, that is why I will take only how much? Tena tyaktena bhunjita. Only as much as I need, I will take. I want to be a good son. As Jesus was a good son of the Lord. So I want to be a good son. Otherwise, whole property belongs to me, belongs to my father. But I have so many brothers and sisters, so I will take only as much as I need. So there is no loss coming to Krishna. So the scriptures advertise, Srimad Bhagavatam advertising the spiritual sky. There's always advertisement. Go to Kathmandu. And we go to Kathmandu. Go to Paris. They always advertise. There's something here, something there. And people just begin making, and they go round and round. Wherever you go, they say, you go elsewhere. You go elsewhere. Oh, you go elsewhere. So there's a promotion and advertisement and commercials to buy this, go here, go there. The scriptures are also advertising Vrindavan, Krishna. Go to him, go to him, go to him. He is this, he is that. No false promises, all reality, all factual. Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. For your good fortune, Shreyaha Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. As one gets involved with the Sankirtan movement, then that Sankirtan, that holy name, that Lord, from him comes the moon beams come. And then what happens? The Kairava, the lotus begins blooming. And what is that lotus? That is Shreya, or good fortune. The good fortune lotus begins blooming with the beams of Chandrika, of the beams of Krishna consciousness, beams of the holy spiritual beams, rays of hope and good fortune, and our life blooms. So I think we made a few points. I'll try to say a few words. Any questions? Comments? Hari Bol. Grandhran Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, God Premanande Hari Bol.